Okay, five words for Parshas Balak. Tafshin Ayin Zayin. I was learning Shemitz Chusuf for Shlomo Mordechai Zeb Ben Fega, Daniel Ben Frum, Abisok, Shar Chal Yisrael. The first idea is brought down from the Sefer called Tiferes Elimelech. Tiferes Elimelech writes an amazing idea. He quotes Rav Shmuel Talbenfeld, and this is something that's very famous, but if you look in the last three Parshas, Parshas Korach, Chukas, and Balak, there's one letter that's moving. Korach has a kuf in the beginning, Chukas has a kuf in the middle, and Balak has a kuf at the end. And if Shmuel Talbot wants to understand, what's the message here? Korach has the kuf in the beginning, Chukas has the kuf in the middle, and Balak has the kuf at the end. Says if Shmuel Talbot, Father Gemara and Shabbos of Kuf Dalet Amun Aleph tells us that kuf stands for Kedusha. The letter kuf stands for Kedusha. And each one of those Korach, Chukas, and Balak is actually talking about a different time period. Korach is talking about Kedusha of Avar, right? Korach was a tzaddik. In the past, before he sinned, he was a tzaddik. Korach focuses on the past, the beginning, right? That's why it's why the kuf is in the beginning, because he was it, but then he fell. Chukas, we know the pasuk says, Adam ki yamas ba'oel. And we know that when someone dies in the oel, and the Gemara and Brachas on Samach Gimel tells us, that refers to someone who's learning Torah HaKadosha. That's referring to the Hoveh, right? Korach is on the over of the past. Chukas is referring to the Hoveh, the middle. When a person dies, and a person is, when the Gemara says, when a person is so involved in Torah, that's the Hoveh, that's why it's in the middle. And Balak, the Kuf is at the end. What's the end? The end is the Asid, the Asid Lavo, the future generations. Where's the Kedusha in Balak? Says the Rav Shmuel Talbot, amazing idea. Says we know that Rosh Moaviyah, Rosh comes from Balak. Balak comes from Melech Moav. So at the end of the day, Balak represents the Kedusha of the Asid, of Mashiach Sukeinu, of Dabar HaMelech. So each one of those things, Korach is on the Over, Kedusha of the Over, he was a Tzadik, Chukas focuses on the Kedusha of the middle, of the present, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol. And number three, says of Shmuel Talbenfeld, that Balak represents the Kedusha of the Asid, with Dabar HaMelech, and who comes from Rosh Moaviyah. Beautiful idea from Shmuel Talbenfeld. Number two, before you even get to anything, the Oiv Yisrael used to always darshan about Pa'avus Yisrael, every Parsha. And he got up there, this is very famous, he got up there in Parshas Balak, and he said, Parshas Balak is Rosh HaTevos, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha. Balak is Rosh HaTevos, the first letters, and V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha. And the students came out to the Rebbe, the after Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael. And the Rebbe, with all due respect, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha is not Balak, right? V'ahavta is a Vav, and Balak is a Beis. And Balak is a Kuf, and Kamocha is a Chaf. So how do you tell me that Balak stands for Avos Lech Kamocha? Says the Rebbe, when it comes to Avos Yisrael, small things don't matter. Small things don't matter. At the end of the day, in Avos Yisrael, you don't look at your differences. Little differences don't matter. That's what the message is. Especially now coming before the 3 weeks. It's very important to be able to work on this Avos Yisrael. Be able to remember that little things don't matter in Avos Yisrael. We don't look at our little differences. We focus on the big picture. We're all part of one nation, one am. Beautiful vort from the Oiv Yisrael, from the Abda Rebbe. Idea number three. So this beautiful idea in the Sefer called Otsos HaTorah. This is an idea brought down from the Chasam Sofer. It quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from Rav Avram Azulai, the Sefer called Chesed Avram. The Pasuk says in Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Leomer Balak El Bilam, Balak tells Bilam, Me'az Yisrili Alakov Ayvai Lechach Ticha V'inei Berach Tebarech. What have you done to me? I told you you're hurting. I told you to curse my enemy that I brought you, and behold, you even blessed them. So says the sefer Chesed Avram of Aram Azulai, one of the Mekubalim. Bekiva Eger quotes him, and he says, "What's this lashon of lakov? Lakov? Maasitzi li lakov loivai? The Archon says to imprecate. Well, what's you to be able to hurt my enemy? What's this lashon of lakov?" So says the Chesed Avram, an amazing idea. He says, in a regular year, we have 354 days. 354 days according to the lunar calendar. 222 days, we say Tachanun. 222 days, that says the Chesed Avram, we say Tachanun. And then, there are 132 days that we don't say Tachanun. Right? There's Kuf Lamed Beis days that we don't say Tachanun. He says, Lakov is a remez for the Kuf Lamed Beis. He says, at the end of the day, Bilam wanted to curse those 132 days, those are days you may ratzon, that we shouldn't say tachanun over them. And specifically, Bilam wanted to curse those 132 days that we weren't going to say tachanun. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, even the days that we don't say tachanun, Those are going to be even the higher days, right? Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, Shabbos. Right? Bilam was so focused on the days that we're not going to say Tachanu. Kadosh Baruch says, "Yeah, really? I'm going to be the Benahafachu." And that's what the pasuk says. Ma'aseh Ali Lakov Oyva Lekachticha. Ratzolomar. What does it mean? You wanted to curse those 132 days. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He made them from days of din into days of bracha. Li Lakov Oyva Lekachticha. And I actually made the days of a bracha. Look, it just shows us the power of Tachanun. Tachanun is this very, very special tefillah. Bilam wanted to take those days we don't say Tachanun and make them even bad, because we know when we say Tachanun we're being ma'ura rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Just because they're not saying Tachanun, now what am I going to do? I'm going to flip it around and there will be extra days of bracha. Moving on, idea to number three. In the land of the parsha, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuchof, we see the psukim talk about Amalek. Amalek being the first nation to attack us. Vayaras Amalek v'isa mishal yomer reishis goyim Amalek v'achris adi oved. Right, Amalek is the first of the nations, and its end will be eternal destruction. The Baal Turim, the Baal Turim's yortzet Yud Beis Tammuz, which is tonight. So I thought it'd be very apropos able to mention something from the Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says that reishis goyim, right, the first of the nations, is Gematria 970, says the Baal Turim. The same Gematria of Reishis Goyim is also Shenilcham B'Yisrael, that they fought the Jewish people, which is Gematria 971. And we know Gematrias could be one off, be able to include it. Amalek was the first one that attacked us. The Sfar Megiddush even tell us that Reishis Goyim Amalek stands for Rega. Rega, Reish, Goyim, Gimel, Amalek, Ayin. Because Amalek always tells us to try to cool us off. You don't have to get up. It's so hot to get up for davening. It's too cold to get up for davening. You don't have to be able to work on your midos. Don't worry. Right? Amalek tells us to cool off. But we say no. Right? Amalek tells us, Asher Karcha Badarach, they cool us off. But we say no. We know right around. Zrizus. We fight Amalek by having Zrizus. And finally, idea number five, in Perichav Hei, Pasichav Hei, the Pasich says, V'yalkam Bilam, V'yalach, V'yashav, L'mkoymo, Gam Balak halach de darko. Bilam got up and he went back to his place, and Balak also got up and went back to his place. And the Otzot HaTorah wants to understand, how could it be? Bilam just saw the tremendous miracles. He just saw a talking donkey. Chazal tells us that talking donkey was created during Bina Shemashos. What's the message going out of here? That Bilam went home and Balak went home. Says the Otzot HaTorah. You want to know what happened? It's a message in life that even though a person can be so inspired, you saw something so crazy, so out of nature, out of regularity, and at the end of the day, you still went back to your old ways. Vayalach Balam Yashiv L'Mekomo, that he went back to the place that he was before. V'gam Balach Halach Der Darko HaKodemes, that even though they saw these tremendous miracles, that Bilam wasn't even able to curse Klal Yisrael, and they saw Bilam saw the talking donkey, he still didn't change him as a person. And the Otzot HaTorah quotes Rav Dessler, who quotes the Bashkiach of Mir, Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who says that Kriyas Yamsov wasn't such a great nace. Because we saw it very clearly in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day, we know Chazal tells that when we have Parnassah, Remezono Shal Adam Kashim Yosem Kriyas Yamsov. For Kadosh Baruch Hu, giving everyone Parnassah is even more than Kriyas Yamsov. But at the end of the day, we don't get changed. We don't get changed from those things, but we should get changed. Every single day we should look at every day. Every day is a miracle. The fact that we wake up in the morning, the fact that we're able to go to the bathroom, we're able to talk, to walk, to speak, to hear. Those are tremendous miracles. We shouldn't become a Bilam and a Balak and just take those things for rote. When we see tremendous miracles, we have to become inspired by them and make us change people. Not like Balak and Bilam who went back to their place and they didn't get changed from this whole thing. We have to make sure that everything in our lives changes as people. So let's just review these five ideas. With number one, we started off with the moving kuf. I like to call. In Korach, Lukas, Balak, there's a kuf. There's a kuf in the beginning of Korach. Why? Because there was Kedusha in the past. Korach was a tzaddik. Chukas talks about Adam Kiyamas Ba'oa. There's a Kedusha in the present when a person throws himself in the Torah after the kuf is in the middle. And the kuf by Balak is going to be in the future. We know that Ruz comes from Balak, from Moab. There will be Kedusha with Mashiach Tzakenu. Then we talk about the Avos Yisrael, by the Oiv Yisrael. Oiv Yisrael said Balak is Rosh Tevas Av Tadech Chemocha. And they said, Rebbe, no, it's not true. Balak is not Av Tadech Chemocha. Av Tadech Chemocha is Avav and Achaf. And Balak is the Beis and the Kof. And he says, when it comes to Avos Yisrael, there's no such thing as little minor details. Those things don't matter. Then we said idea number three from Avraham Azulai, quote from Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chasam Sofer, who wanted to say, what does this mean that these lakov, you took these lakov, he says lakov, is 132 days that we didn't say Tachan. Balak wanted to be able to curse those days. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, those days will also be blessed. Those days will also be days of bracha. Don't think just because they're not saying Tachan, you could curse those days. Those days will even be blessed. Beautiful idea from Chesed Avram. Idea number four from the Baal Torah, the Baal Yartzeit, from the Yud Beis Talmud. He says the gematria of Reishis Goyim is gematria Shanilchem B'Yisrael. That Amalek is the first of the nations, and the Shanilchem B'Yisrael, that they attacked the Jewish people 970-971. And finally, the fifth and final idea, what does it mean that Balak and Bilam both went back to their place? Says the Otzer Torah that they didn't get changed from the things that happened in their lives, from the tremendous miracles of the donkey talking, right? From the Shrek idea, from the Toy Story idea, they didn't get changed. How much more so for us when we have tremendous miracles? We shouldn't wait for that big tremendous miracle, but we look at those minor miracles every day. Nothing minor miracles, but we look at the everyday things that we have in our lives. And those things should change us as people. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocher, Be'ez Hashem. Be able to take these messages. Be able to take these messages. Having Kedusha, constantly Kedusha, especially now in the summer, of making sure that the minor things in our Avos Yisrael don't get in the way. Constantly using Tachanun is a very, very strong days. And even the days that we don't take Tachanun, to realize those days are a tremendous bracha as well. And number four, to be able to realize that Amalek are the ones that attack us. They attack us racious in the morning. Be able to not get out of bed and not do this and not do that. But we fight over. We don't say rega racious goyim Amalek. We get up, we fight Amalek with Jesus. And number five, for the final idea, be able to realize that we have tremendous things in our lives, even the tremendous, or even the things that we take for rote, we have to become changed people from those things.